Misfit Toys.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from Castle Doug on Tuesday, June 4th, 2 Oceans 13. Sunday I did a 420 show at the Great New Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo, New York, and I'll play the audio of comics Sean Cullen and Rob Milieu competing in the Leonard Maltin game at the end of this very shorty. Included will be me asking Sean Cullen to tell the same pot cookie story I got him to tell during Doug Loves Movies in Toronto. So enjoy that again. Flying back from Buffalo yesterday, I watched a movie on my personal device called Beginners, which I finally got around to seeing. Christopher Plummer won a much-deserved Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for that film. It's not as fun of a movie as I was expecting, but I did like it nonetheless. And last night I saw The Kings of Summer, which you will hear more about soon as I plan to get some of the cast on this show. Bloomington, Indiana, I'll see you at the Limestone Comedy Festival this weekend. And Dallas, Texas, I'll see you June 15th for a 420 Doug Loves Movies taping at Hyenas Comedy Club at Mockingbird Station. Now, enjoy the very echoey Leonard Maltin game from Buffalo in Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo, Helium, Buffalo, Helium. So, Buffalo, wanna play a little Leonard Maltin game? Yeah! All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask the audience, and we've got Sean Cullen and Rob Milieu here. What's your Twitter thing?
It's Rob Loves Arguing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Rob loves arguing on Twitter, because his last name, Milieu, is too hard to spell. I can do it, though. M-A-I-L-L-O-U-X.
Mayu?
Correct. Thank you. I'm good at this whole game show environment. And then Sean Cullen is also here.
Yes.
And let's see your name tags, you guys. I've got a nice Ghost Deathbusters up front with my face in there. And then a Curious George. Curious question mark. What do you think he's so curious about? He's got a little smoke in his mouth. Megan Fox, right there.
Bi-Curious George.
Bi-Curious George. I get it. I.E. Emil E. instead of Wally. I've seen that one before.
There's no food. So
Sean's looking for food. Does anybody have a food name tag? Did anybody bring some stupid gluten-free bullshit? He says he's got brownies. It's got your name on it? Come on over, dude.
I have to see it. It's too far away.
Yeah, bring it over here. We got to inspect these brownies. Are they loaded or are they just regular brownies?
There's some special.
There's some special brownies? For reals? Oh, I don't know. That's a good idea.
Don't have your name on it.
I'm going to shoot that on the back. What's your name, dude? Brownie? Special? And Rob is playing for Darth Vader. Oh, Empire Strikes Back.
Let's make him darker, I feel.
Yeah, it's like Darth Vader should be wearing a wife beater. Until these deleted scenes of him going home to his wife and just being slapping her around. She's like, put the mask back on if we're going to make love. Because he looks gnarly with his mask on.
Is there something in it?
No,
it's shit. It's like Darth Vader's heart, empty.
All right, well, share your microphone. You're doing a lot of talk off microphone, Rob. This is for my podcast. People are going to listen to this. At least two or three. So those brownies really have something in them? Oh, buddy. Sean, tell the story of when you had the cookie.
I went to Clandestiny, this place where he is on the show. I don't really smoke very rarely. Because I cough, I've got asthma. So I go, they say, here's a cookie, try that. And I said, okay. So I see you eat a cookie. And do that show in the afternoon, it's fine. I go home to my wife and children. through that night, and I'm totally out of my mind. The faces are melting. Demons and cats, and I have to go on and do 20 minutes. So I go on and I say, Doug, I don't think I can do this. I don't know. He's like, you'll be fine. And I just wring some material out of myself, and it makes no sense. My final line of that moment was, my brain is full of criminals.
This is a better reaction.
Yeah, I think you guys do better.
New slogan, everything's better in Buffalo.
Buffalo's got a feeling.
Sean Cullen's mic stand as my IMDb page now.
Thank you!
Okay, Rob is playing for Colby Brownie, and Sean is playing for...
I'm playing for Colby.
Oh, you're playing for Colby Brownie. And Sean's playing for Beth Darth. Beth Darth. Darth Beth. Yeah. And in the prize bag...
Whatever.
I almost forgot to mention what's in the prize bag.
Do you want me to hold it for you?
You hold it, pull things out and show them, and I'll describe it. It's mostly stuff from Sean. He got rid of a bunch of stuff he doesn't want.
Here's a Toronto FC toque. Getting warm in the winter.
You guys probably be pretty proud to walk around in a Toronto toque.
I have this pilot right there.
Yeah, store in a pile.
I played in a hockey tournament, and we all got like, jeez. Toronto's AAA, or like, you know, AHL team is called the Marlies. So somebody made up shirts of the Marlies.
Yeah, the Marlies.
But they spelled it instead of I-E-E-Y. And there's our...
It's a poppy fine. Yeah.
And this is...
So it's just for somebody... It's somebody who's more committed to marijuana than hockey, you should probably wear that.
There's my book, my novels that I wrote.
It's called The Prince is Neither Here Nor There.
It's for kids.
It's kind of a young adult.
There's my hockey card. I will autograph it for you if you want. This is from my wedding. We had a hockey wedding, and that's where they saved the date.
This is interesting.
Still has his hands. These I used to play with when I was a kid, but I just realized he looks a lot like Charles James Brolin.
He does.
A wedding.
Playing hockey card
as well. And Doug's.
Smug eyes. What, anything from you, Rob?
No.
Jesus!
He brought the bag. He brought the bag that also starred in American Beauty.
I'm
except peel the recognize me until I have a joint in my mouth. Oh, that's quiet, everybody. Oh, is it really him?
Ooh. All right, let's do this. Let's play a round of the game. For those of you that don't know what we're doing, try not to worry about it. Just don't yell out any answers, because this is just between Rob and Sean. And I'll let Rob pick a category. Would you like Golden Showers Playbook? That's movies that begin with P. The letter P. Or The Past and the Curious. And that's movies with sexually ambiguous historical figures. The Battle of Balls Deep. And that's movies where Lord of the Rings actors have sex. So not the Lord of the Rings movies.
The two to choose.
Yeah, I'll go with the P one. But the Golden Shower one. Let's go with Golden Shower.
Okay. Would you like a movie that begins with the letter P from 2003 or 1979?
2003.
Okay. 1.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2003. It's only 80 minutes long. He says the lead actor gives a tour de force performance. Seems weird that he'd be that into the performance. Oh, and he says, but it's an extremely annoying film. Yeah, and the story makes no sense whatsoever. And it begins with the letter P, and Leonard lists 10 names. So how many names from the cast do you think you need to discern the title of this movie, Rob?
I'm going to go with all 10 names.
Smart opening bid. Thank you for playing. Sean, what are you going to do with that?
I'll go 8 names.
I turned around, but I'm going to make Sean name it.
Yeah, he says name it.
Well, I have to hear what
you have to hear the names. Begins with the letter P, the title.
8 minutes long, so it's really short for a feature.
That's why I thought it was an interesting clue.
Yeah.
You never catch me saying this was 97 minutes long. It makes no sense whatsoever. Extremely annoying film. Tour de force. Performance. And your 8 names are Paula Jai Parker, Tia Texada, Josh Pace, Keith Nobbs, no relation to Albert Nobbs, Richard T. Jones, apologies to Raymond T. Jones for all the calls you're going to get, Katie Holmes, and Radha Mitchell. Radha Mitchell. And then there's 3 more names left. Some people in the audience possibly know it. 2004. What do you think it is, Sean? Begins with letter P. That gentleman in the audience ventures the guess. Doug Benson. Probably just realized what he was here for. Fun guess. No, this movie also, the tour de force was by Colin Farrell, and it was also Kiefer Sutherland and Forest Whitaker.
Oh.
And it's called Phone Booth.
Oh,
Phone Booth.
Oh, that was a teaser.
Yeah.
I tricked you.
And that means Rob is our winner. Rob wins for best.
I didn't see nothing.
You did nothing. You held the microphone for Sean. You put all the prizes back in the bag.
I'm going to take a bunch of drinks back, too.
Here, I'm going to hold that for you. Now I have all the microphones. How much those brownies, like,
like one square will do you, like no more than that, right? They're a little weak, he says. So you should have three, Sean.
Go back over the border.
We just added another show tonight. And I want you to come back and do 20 minutes. This was on the back of the brownies?
Okay, so I will read the designated shithead from this person. And I will thank once again. Let's hear it for Sean Cullen and Ron Lewis.
And as always, Vincent Gallo is a shithead.
Now it's time to juggle once another. Cocky eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Hi, I'm comedian and writer Michael Ian Black. In between writing books and starring in movies, I do a podcast so popular I named it Obscure. It's my own spin on an audiobook meets book club with comedy. For season two, I just finished Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. And I know you guys like murder podcasts. Well, this is a murder podcast. Join me for Obscure on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen.
Hey, everybody. Do you have a Doug in your life, or do you wish you had a Doug in your life? Either way, you should check out Wide World of Dougs, the show where comedians Doug Benson, that's me, and Doug Mellard get together to discuss the name Doug and lots of other things with Dougs and non-Dougs. We don't discriminate. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Got it.